Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:10, and it is time for an update here from South Coffeyville Public Schools. We have Superintendent Daryl Pruder with us. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning. What a beautiful drive.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful this morning.
It is a nice, crisp morning here, and getting up to the mid-70s today, not going to be too bad.
So. No, going to be nice. Very nice. Beautiful out. Get out and play. Do something.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, what is going on here for South Coffeyville
6:30
schools?
Tonight. That's when the board meeting will start. It is at the district office there at the high school. We will call the roll, pay the bills on the consent agenda. Really, James, we have a couple items tonight, and we'll go into executive session to talk about classified personnel and then rehire classified personnel. Then after we get out of executive session, we'll come back into open session and hire classified personnel. Then the next item on the agenda, we just have to approve the temporary allocations, and that's the point where we pay the rest of the bills. If some of them are a little higher than what we allocated, so we'll move some money around to make sure we get all the bills paid. And after that, if there's anything else, we'll talk about graduation, make sure the board knows when to be there. And we have graduation on Friday at 6 o'clock. So get those seniors out of there. We have a great bunch of seniors. I think there's 16 of them. And that may be. But 16 seniors, really nice class. We're going to miss these guys. And as they go through, some of them you think, boy, will they ever grow up? And then when they get their senior, they turn into the brightest and the best. And we're excited to get these guys out and get them going in real life. So that'll be on Friday. And we have, I think most of the field trips are all done. Baseball season's over with. Softball season's over with. So we're just finishing up the year. So this is the last week. Keep everybody out of trouble.
Hard to believe it's already here.
It goes so fast, yeah. James. It does. And when you really like being at a place and such wonderful people and wonderful kids, it's a great place. And we're excited about all the things that are happening.
Now, I know, obviously, the summertime is when we start to maybe tackle some of those projects and everything around the school. Anything in particular that you're going to be working on at all here this summer?
Well, if I had the money, I'd do a whole lot, James. So we'll be painting some minor repairs, and we're looking at the possibility of doing a press box at the football. And then if we have some finances available, we want to do a little bit of work at the softball field, some concrete and some shade. And it gets really hot towards in August.
Oh, yeah.
Playing softball. But we've got just basic maintenance and maybe a little polishing on some floors. But money limits us.
I know, I know. Now, I know in the past you've hired some students to help out with some of that. Do you plan to do that at all?
We do. We have about four that we've hired, it is amazing how they grow up, too, through the years. When they start with us, they really don't know what to do, and we do a lot of teaching, which is what we're supposed to do.
That's right. Yeah, last summer you were showing them how to dig a ditch, and that was,
yes.
It started off a little rough, but I think they figured it out after a while.
They did figure out how to do a a pickaxe and a shovel. They did, and a wheelbarrow. That's fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
when they move a wheelbarrow around.
But that's good. Yeah.
We have a little bit of painting in one of the old where the old library is, and do some remodeling in there. But there's always stuff to do.
Oh yeah,
and we still have a little water issues in the front, and we're looking at how to take care of that when we get all that big rain so short in such a short amount of time. We still have some gutters that have issues, so we'll be looking at that again. And that's like that never-ending story. Every time we get a heavy rain, we have to deal with water.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get tired of that really quick.
I hear you. Now, I know that there was some talk there on the storm shelter. Are you spending that money for the storm shelter? Are they going to be coming and putting that in?
Yes, the storm shelter, we'll start pouring concrete on that probably in the next, not this week, but next week or 1st of June. So we will have a storm shelter by next year when school starts.
That's fantastic.
And that will be placed on the south side of the elementary school by the library. There's it's part of a teacher parking lot. We're taking part of that away, so that'll have, it'll be easy access for community members when school's not in session, and it's not inside the building, and it won't be connected this time, so it'll be a short walk. If it's raining, that'll be a little mess, but any storm shelter's good. So we're very excited about that.
Now, are you going to be running power over so you have lights and stuff
correct.
In there?
Correct. Yes, we will. There's possibility of a backup generator in it, but yes.
Okay.
But if we get a storm, boy, that one at Sycamore would take, that was a mess.
Oh, yeah. No, it sure was. I mean, and luckily, like, obviously, you know, it did, you know, there was enough population where it was took some houses out, that sort of thing. But, man, yeah. Just imagine if that had been right in the middle of a big town or something.
That would have been terrible. So we are extremely excited about that storm shelter.
Yes, that is definitely a long time coming, and it will be a good benefit for the community.
Yes, it will.
Because not a lot of places have something that can withstand, you know, with the FEMA requirements these days.
Yes. So that is grant money, so we're spending it wisely.
Fantastic. Well, anything else as we wrap up here, sir?
Just finish the year and keep everybody safe is what we try to do, and that would be about it, James.
A lot of work
this summer.
Hey, well, we do appreciate it. Hope it is a good graduation coming up here on Friday. And again, thanks so much for coming on by.
Well, it will be. We're ever the optimistic.
That's right. Okay, Superintendent Daryl Pruder here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, James.
And on the way, we do have much more to come here on the Mighty 690. We do have an update from Coffeyville Field Kinley students. That's on the way.